Here we go with some belches. We have to get to go inside. Actually, let's put this down. Let's see. I think my Helix salt shaker is good.
That was a beer bottle. One dead soldier.
And here goes mine. Here's my second one.
Mine is a Michelob Ultra, the official beer of Living on the Edge.
Mine's the official beer of Living on the Edge.
You're fucking reduced to Busch Light.
Well, I had to because of the crunch, but hey.
When the eagle flies for me, we'll get him Bud Light again.
There you go. Weak.
Well, I have to get geared up, you know.
Extremely weak. Oh, that's better.
Had to get to that one. We eat like pig. Wings and fries from Goodfellas. One of our new favorite spots.
That's a good one.
We need to get some of these wooden chair parts.
Oh, they might be brewing up before long.
Playing back in Ventrilo.
Uh-oh. Speaking of which.
These are on our new wooden dinette chairs that we got from John. I don't know how old this table is, but it's a good old set. It was his wife's mom's.
So, it has seen some people eat at it. I don't know if they're quite like us, but...
Probably plenty of farts as well.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I'm gonna get me some more ranch out of the fridge.
Want my blue cheese?
Hell no.
You sure?
You should have ordered ranch if you weren't going to eat it.
I ate it with my chili.
No, I have ranch in there. I think I actually bought some ranch.
These wings have a taste all their own.
They're delish.
Mm-hmm. They're not Wingstop's wings. They have a different taste than Wingstop. Although they do have a Wingstop in Tampa off of Dale Memory Drive or Highway or something like that. It's just after the big bridge that separates St. Pete from Tampa.
Oh, so really not far away?
No. It's like 5 miles. Well, I'd like from here to Walmart.
Oh, okay.
It's over in the 813 area code.
Damn, it would have been better if I didn't laugh. Couldn't help myself.
Yeah, it supposed to sound like you forced that one.
I didn't. It came brewing up. That wasn't a force. You're a liar.
Bullshit.
You're a motherfucking liar, bitch.
That was a goddamn forced belt.
It was not. That was a Myth Ultra belt, bitch.
That works as I heard your voice in it. Like,
liar.
And that's not forced.
Oh, you're a fucking liar. Really, boy?
Nice.
Can't get this open. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. There we go.
Fucking it up, man.
I'm not fucking it up. You are.
You made me laugh. I hear you.
I was squirting ranch dressing. Diarrhea, diarrhea.
We'll have some burgers tomorrow night. Maybe, just maybe, I don't know, I might not feel up to it. Fuck it. I just might want to do them and get them over with. So I'm doing the podcast again, but shit, I already did one.
I'm going to do another podcast. I'm doing a nut buster in the pool. You have to
You'll have to wear the mics.
No, you ruin them.
No, I just stand behind me. When I go in there, people will be able to get my perspective of me jumping in.
Well, I guess I could do that. I figured you'd just put the DS-20 up on top of the gate so it wouldn't get wet.
It'd be too far. People will want your perspective of looking at me. Or preacher seat. Preacher seat is a big splash that I did yesterday. That's the first one.
Poor little Chloe, boy. Making big waves for her. She's not quite 3.
So when I did that, what was she doing? Was she scared?
No, she was laughing. Some of those ones that used to gross Sandy up. Those are the best.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one you let out before you got to get the ranch, that was it.
This is a cucumber ranch I bought from the store. Not too bad.
You. That'll give it a good fart, Slater, man.
Cover up the DS-20 with your beer koozie.
I'm not. I would never do that. Not even at it, man.
I dang another one.
You need another one?
This is not much time. Hell, these napkins. I need a paper towel. This is the case for a slick, not so slick paper towel. Oh, I'm like, what's the matter with you?
Well, it's weak. All right, so you do it on one another.
I do.
Okay, I was gonna say, speak now, forever hold your beer bottle.
That was not forced either.
No, it was not. That one for sure was not.
The other one wasn't either, you lying fuck. You're a lying sack of shit.
Bullshit.
Squirty, nasty shit.
There you go. Take your goddamn bottle.
Thank you, motherfucker. Kitchen bitch, my kitchen bitch.
No. My kitchen bitch, who cooks for me all day.
Fuck you. Really? Down, boys. Pack leaders are eating the heart and the liver and the kidneys. Down. You might get a crunchy or a fry when we're done. A preview.
Oh. Like the movies, you get previews for 20 minutes, huh?
Maybe. Lights almost flickered off.
I feel a fire brewing, but nothing's I feel ready one to come home too. Yet.
It's not counting. It's like a knock at the door, but
nobody's almost home. A knock at
the door, like you would
home.
Expect somebody to knock, but it's not quite there. They haven't actually knocked yet. That's what I'm getting at.
They may not. You may shit yourself. It may be a rush job.
Maybe.
Max was thirsty.
You know what? I think Chris would enjoy this.
What, our belching?
Yeah.
Put up as a podcast?
Or send it to him. Just send it to him directly.
Mm-hmm.
I think people would want to just download us eating for general purposes.
No, but Chris would laugh. He'd think it was funny.
Yeah, I think we ought to send this to him.
Yeah, here's to you, Chris. We know who you are tonight.
Yeah, you're stuck up in that fucking hospital bed where you gotta pay to watch TV and shit. What kind of crap is that?
Bunch of fucking shit. Gee, Chris. You'd have to pull this kind of extremeness to get out of your last semester stuff. Just kidding. We just redneck at the dinner table.
Yeah, no shit.
We might appear to be higher than redneck level, but we ain't. We're strictly from Georgia.
Now when we have folks over, it's a bit different.
We can behave in public when we need to.
Oh, yeah.
One time Corey Jackson told me if he ran into me in a bar in a belts like that, he'd be afraid of me.
I would too. You tell me what kind of fucking knives you got on your belt and stuff, you know?
I have belts like any man. I'm proud of it too.
Baby, you want to go have some fun at the dinner?
I don't know. I might be too full to fuck for a while. Too full to fuck.
These tamales ain't gonna do you that bad, huh? Come on, let me buy you another beer then.
You already bought me three.
Yeah, I bought you a fucking 18 pack. What are you talking about?
And you'll buy me plenty more for where that came from, bitch. This is my retirement beer.
Drink it up. That's where that came from.
Down. 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 Oh, Titan. He knows he's a pack member. He goes to the other room and lays down. Max at about kills him to lay down. Down. And Max won't leave. He lays down to challenge the alpha dog.
Yeah. That's weak. I think when I get done with the swing here, though, I might have to get me another one.
Another beer?
Yeah.
I haven't drank all mine yet. This is a tribute to the late and great John Belushi.
Oh my god, I cannot.
My favorite movie ever, Animal House. See if you can guess what I am now.
Oh shit. Alright, need a swing here.
Since we can't enjoy a bug zapper for entertainment anymore, we eat wings, drink beer, and belch.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa would enjoy the fuck out of this.
We'll have
to put it on a CD for her. Audio CD with all the fuck you songs we're going to make her.
Yeah, we can convert this to a track where they can be converted.
Yeah, big sis. These are for you. Big T. When we were kids, she'd come in there and tell us to go to sleep. We'd go, ps, ps, ps. She's gonna beat my butto. That's all the talking for tonight. We'd piss her off. We used to piss her off on purpose. We were jealous because she got to go to bingo with Mom and we had to go to bed.
Aww. Well, you made up for it, didn't you?
What, am I pissing her off?
Yeah.
Well, she used to tell us that Angelique from Dark Shadow, the witch.
Yeah.
At some point in time in the show, her head, you could see her head. So she used to tell us that the Angelique head was going to come get us and stuff, so. She'd get us good because we were smaller than her. That's funny.
It'd have been even funnier. It's in 1979 if you were being raised because she could have told you about the guy from Aliens that ate spaghetti in front of the TV. You remember, you know the scene I'm talking about?
No, when where the thing come out the tummy?
Yeah.
I saw that in the theater.
That was awesome, man.
Matter of fact, Spike and Leslie took me and Leslie's sister Trisha to see that. Hey, uh-huh.
You ready for a beer?
Yeah, you can bring me another one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We saw it.
That was great, man. That's awesome.
'79 was my graduation year, and as I love to tell Corey and Missy, you weren't even born yet.
Well, Chris wasn't even born yet either.
Nope. Because he's younger. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to slow down the rest of this other beer.
Do that. Get some gas going.
When's Chris's birthday?
Summer, I think, but I'm not sure. Might have me a rum and a Coke tonight. That'll really get it going.
Ooh, on top of beer? No way. I'll be barfing in the morning. Hello? In almost 10 years of knowing Will, I've only seen him barf one time. Because he drank it all too fast. Probably had an empty tummy, too, didn't he?
I did.
That was funny, because Sandy said, uh-oh, we won't tell anybody.
I didn't eat right that day, is what happened.
That might have been the day we traveled there. Was that North Carolina? Or was that Arkansas?
No, that was Daytona.
Oh, when we went for the Labor Day thing.
Mm-hmm.
God, all that we did was drink that weekend. Holy shit. And a lot of it we didn't pay for.
We laid that shit down, let me tell ya.
That was fun. I was drinking Coronas at 10 in the morning. I bought my ass off.
Nice.
That was awesome. That was one of the most fun weekends we had until it was time to go home, but we don't want to think about that.
Yes, indeed.
But we had a fucking ball.
St. Louis was another fun time we had. Although I didn't get to see much of St. Louis, damn it, the hell.
We were too busy drinking all that. No, that was Arkansas we drank all the beer.
It was Arkansas we did all that.
All the keg of beer.
Yeah.
We couldn't let it go to waste. Yeah, but it was it St. Louis? No, it was Arkansas that we went to the river thing, too.
Yep.
38th Special was there.
St. Louis, we didn't do shit.
Nope.
We just stayed stuck in the fucking hotel.
No, but St. Louis, we brought in that big old 80-ounce bottle of beer. And Jim put it in the thermos and we drank it in the back room of the meeting.
Oh, yeah. We just passed that shit back and forth while they were talking about ABBA.
Blindfolding everybody.
Blindfolding everybody, including partially sighted.
Oh, God, we had a ball.
What a fucking good time that was, man.
We're in the back being bad.
I'd love to go back to St. Louis, though.
We can have some day.
I'd love to go ski, though. It'd be awesome. Never been skiing before.
I have one time. I had a ball. I stayed on the baby slope. I actually got the hang of it pretty good. I wasn't about to go up the big mountain.
We have a pool right outside of our back door here.
God, it's awesome. We don't even have to pay extra for having a pool view.
Sit down. We can hear it, though.
The sound of the children in the pool don't bother me none. I don't care. I don't mind at all.
We just go out our back door and walk up to the grass, go in the grass just a little bit, hang left, and then hang an immediate right. We'll be walking right by a building into a sidewalk, and then you take the sidewalk to the pool. There you go. You're right at it. Nice.
Titan got that one first, Max. Ha, 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 ha.
We were going to go swimming tonight, but we had some nasty weather come across.
Yeah, short-lived, damn it, fucking hell. Didn't even get us have any spotters come out.
I need to see how I set those PL pumps on my hand radio.
What, do you know where they meet and stuff here? Didn't Eric in that group?
He can tell me where they meet.
He can check in one night or whenever.
Mm-hmm. Sure could. Shit, I still need to go on the SEC site and switch my license address. That'll automatically guarantee me for another 10 years, so.
One dog is sitting very nicely. Yours. My little submissive worm is standing up. I don't have to go worry about going to work tomorrow. I think I've been out of work 5 weeks now.
Another one brewing in there. Trust me.
Oh, it's brewing. There's a fella named Quincy. Commissioned for the blind, and we used to at canteen time every night. We'd get together and have our snacks, and he'd pat that belly. We had a belching contest down there. Oh, boy. Good old Quincy. Actually, he was very young. He died of an aneurysm.
Ooh. Ain't good.
But I had one of the best times of my life.
Told this bird.
And it probably drew a lot of stares because I went out to a place called the Bluebird Cafe in Columbia, South Carolina, with CJ and Quincy, who were both black males, single. Here I am, the single white female. We went downstairs where the pool table was, and we ate, lost count of how much we drank, and CJ, who's skinny as a rail, and he's totally blind, played pool against Quincy, who was a partial like me. God, we had a ball. We barely made it back to the commission for the blind before midnight, which was curfew time. I was so hungover the next day.
Now, back then. Nice. Ooh, nice. Back then, that was the Mitzi Confederacy flag flying over the state capitol grounds. Was that going on?
No, that hadn't really got started because that was 1994.
Yeah, but was that still flying over the grounds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they didn't have the controversy that ended that till just a few years back.
Well, see, there's a reasoning for quite a few stares of a white girl and two black guys going to bar.
Oh, my God, we had a ball. We took a cab there. We took a cab back. Poor old Derek was waiting up for me. God love his soul. And our house parents weren't there that night, so Marshall, Wayne, the woodshop fella, he was filling in. He was waiting up for us, and we were so drunk. We got in there and had to report in that we were back. And then Wayne says, well, Derek's waiting in the cafeteria for you.
Was that your friend Derek?
Yeah, he was worried about me. You know he was worried about me. God love him. And the next morning, I was waiting. I don't think I made it down to breakfast. And I was too hungover to go to my classes. As I was leaving, that was my last week, and I was going to the leader dog the following Sunday. And when the canteen fellow was down there, and I can't think of his name, I was begging him for Alka-Seltzer. Come on, man, give me some Alka-Seltzer. I don't feel good this morning. And he's like, yeah, I bet you don't.
So you actually got drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen Denise drunk. I've seen her come damn close.
I think we were just drinking pitchers of beer. We weren't drinking anything heavy. And we ate. God, we had a ball. Of course, Columbia is a college town, so it's known for partying.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen Denise drunk. I've seen her drunk one time, and that was in 98 when I just after I moved in with her. And she had,
what did I have?
What the fuck did she have? Three pitchers of beer, I think.
Where? Teresa's?
No. Oh, this is over at Fox's Pizza Den.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, Fox's. They were awesome.
Shit, yeah, man. They just kept bringing the beers to us. It was awesome because I heard them say, okay, I'll meet you out in the car.
Yeah, we were there, Marie, and she was driving us. Yeah, but I don't think we were in Item then, were we? We just just moved in.
No, we just moved in. But ever since then, I haven't been able to see Denise get that way.
Ew, you're drooling on me.
And this is after she was diagnosed of being a diabetic.
I was diagnosed in 97, February.
Exactly.
Yeah, so. Oh, I got a buzz now. See, I have to do it just the right way. I have to drink a lot quick to get the buzz going. Now there was the one Cinco de Mayo you saw me pretty wasted. That I finished it off with a Jell-O shooter. Remember, I was wondering if I was going to walk when it was time to go to work the next day.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a staff picnic, so I know I didn't have to worry too much because we had the picnic.
I can bring you another beer when you're ready. I think the listeners do want to hear you get drunk, man. I think I will put this up.
I'm ready. I'm almost done with this one.
Fuck yeah. I'll fix me up a... Because my beers aren't cold yet. We just got them from Walmart here.
Mine are. Like my beer bottles in my bag. What? If I make you a rum and coke, it'll be a strong one. You won't get up to go to work tomorrow.
Do it. I dare you.
There's some ice cubes up there. I'm trying to think of where I packed the shot glass, but I couldn't tell you, so.
Don't worry about it. Just pour a little bit in the bottom and let some coke. Because my beers aren't cold in there from Walmart. Go ahead and take the DS-20 over there and let them hear you pour it.
Okay, here we go. Pick it up by the side so I don't accidentally push any buttons.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God damn. Ooh.
Okay,
now.
Bring it here real quick. Put it down on
the
chair.
Okay, go ahead.
Ready?
Go ahead. Oh, that was fucking weak. I thought it was going to be longer than that. Alright, now I'm going to put you down in front of the Foreman grill. Open to my cupboard, where I have been diligently trying to unpack all these nice things that we brought with us from the other house. That is the old Sharpie. Ooh, where did I put the rum? The rum is right here. I'm fucking short. Okay, here's the rum, and I'm going to pour. Ooh, it smells good. I'm not going to drink a straight shot because, let me see. Let me taste it. Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, I need a little, just a swig. Alright, I just put some in the bottom of the glass, but I can't tell you.
Oh, that's okay.
How much is in the bottom? Just kidding. Putting it back in my nice cabinet with all our marinades. Okay. And I'm going to get a Coke out the pantry. My little pantry. There's our little pantry. Did you hear that? These are these little 8-ounce Cokes we got. Then I'll put some ice in.
Sounds good to me.
gotta leave room for some ice. Now, let me get a straw or a plastic spoon here. Or a nice big drawer that we have. And I shall stir up the rum and the coke. Ooh, I'm fizzing up the coke. Oh, yeah. Oh, goddamn. You can taste the rum in that drink.
Oh, good.
Oh, there goes our pantry again. Alright. Huh? What'll be easier? There's him some ice cubes in his drink. I guess I'll have to get up in the morning to make sure he gets his fucking ass up in the morning.
Oh, you know, you're on the word about that all weekend, huh?
Alright, now she'll get me another beer. There goes our pantry again. Alright, now I shall take the DS-20 back to the table with the rum and coke because I don't have enough. And I ain't carrying no beer bottle in my teeth.
Go ahead.
Hell no, my teeth ain't that strong. Alright, here's the DS-20 and there is the rum and coke.
Thank you. Oh yes, here we go. Nice. Oh no, I'm sipping it.
Then I'll have to call Sandy and tell her that you puked.
That is some good shit there.
Oh, I made it good, huh?
You did. You did very good.
We'll eat some of these fries so you don't barf.
Mwah. Thank you, bartender.
You're welcome. I'm a goddamn good bartender, aren't I?
I'll give you my tip later.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I'll take my tip. If you don't behave, I'll cut it off.
Shit. I know what you want.
Uh-huh. I have another Mick Ultra. The official beer of Living on the Edge. And we are going to bring up Living on the Edge Radio at some point, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We got to track down Riley's ass.
He's doing some other net radio station now.
That's alright. He's still going to do Living on the Edge.
We'll ask him if he still wants to do it.
He does. He said he did. He's the one that was hounding us to get it going. Now that we're here.
Yeah, now that we're here, we can get it going.
Hey, tight. Oh, that's very weak.
Oh, man, that's good. Mm.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Baby. Get it going. Get it going. Get it going.
Don't make my bug bites itch. The mosquitoes or whatever eating me up down here.
I'm not going to make
it itch. I'm nothing but one giant fucking bug bite.
Did you put that stuff on you?
Not yet. I don't feel anything now.
Okay. I bet you don't. I can't tell who it was, though.
I can't tell if that was Titan or Max, but that was the dog belt.
It sure was.
We need to add that to our little podcast.
Yeah. I'm having to go in half an hour early all week long this week for some additional training. So
yay, overtime. Woo!
Two and a half hours overtime, so hey, that'll work. Shit. That's half a C-note. A little bit more than half, or a little bit less than half a C-note.
I'll pay for my next round of Mick Ultra. Ooh, that's a long French fry, about 6 inches long.
Yeah, I'm not sure where our slamming shat glass went.
It's packed somewhere. I brought it.
It's one of those that you slam down and it lights up.
It's a... You got a little game.
Yeah.
Like I got Amanda.
Yeah. You slam it down and lights up a number.
We can play a drinking game with it, but we can't really see what the numbers are. We have to go with the audio version when you watch 24 and take a drink every time you hear him say now. I haven't watched the show yet, so I have how many seasons? Five?
Yeah, five seasons.
I have five seasons to watch, so.
They're winding down on season six. They are on the 22nd episode starting tomorrow.
If I watch all those in a day and take a drink every time they say now, I'll be dead by the time.
You'll be one drunk bitch.
I'll be.
You'll be drunk bitch, Denise.
I'll be a big drunk bitch. Drunker than Lex and Terry could ever imagine.
They must say now like eight times each show.
I bet they say more than that. We ought to count. It comes on tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. I'll be watching. It's good this year, too. Nice! I thought I heard something come up on that one.
No, nothing actually made it. It was all cotton.
God.
I didn't taste anything like I did the Taco Bell in the car today. I did a Diet Coke burp, and I'm like, ooh, that brought up some Taco Bell. I ain't eaten Taco Bell in forever. I hardly ever ate it at home because we couldn't get there. It's cheap. I like Taco Bell. Taco smell.
Oh, yeah.
Even when they had the scare with the salmonella lettuce.
We have a friend here who loves rum and Coke.
Who's that?
That's Jim.
Oh, I know Jim likes rum and Coke.
Oh, he loves it.
Sit, sit. Who loves her? Oops. Mama. Say mama tight. I dropped when Max got it.
I was going to say, what's the matter? You drunk already?
Mama? What? Mama? Two syllables. Ma. Mama. Mama? 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 This is Titans. Good boy.
Oh, he did give you a...
Mama? Say daddy.
Hey, let me get him on either side of me. He'll say daddy to me. What? Say daddy. Good boy. Titan was to my left, Max was to my right. Of course, Max doesn't say a word.
Max grunts. You can't do that on the recording. He kind of snorts inward.
Yeah, it's kind of over. Exactly.
I don't think y'all want to use a longer version of my belts for the grab it. That's long enough what y'all got.
Yeah, the little short one's fine. The little one's fine.
News group belts that we're using.
What, did you hear it go off?
No, not today. I haven't really been back there today.
Yeah, I have Power Grab going right now, and it's getting some shit. We've got a lot of Marilyn Manson coming in.
Ew, quit drooling on me. We got the clutch. Now you got to get the psycho stick.
Yeah, I got that too.
Oh, okay.
Psycho Stick has a song called Beer. Oh, and Teresa would love it. It's great. It's really, really good.
Teresa would definitely love it.
We're not going to get all this on a CD, I can tell you that.
It's all right. We'll just put the important part on there for her. You put it on a DVD. I think she had a DVD burner. We'll
get
it.
Boy.
Shit. Oh, sit. Did he say shit or sit? Shit.
What do you say, boy? What do you say? Nice.
Oh.
Nice.
Like, I know it's in there. It wants to come out real bad.
Now, before this recording started, Denise and I both had one beer each.
Oh, he's got a new horse dog.
Yeah, let him do it.
Mr. Max acts like a horse dog. Titan, when he gets excited, he puts his ass up in the air and he puts his front paws down and he kind of cocks his ass up. Max, his half-brother, does the opposite. He rears up like a horse when they're going to... When they're going to whinny. And he kind of has his hind legs on the floor and he stands up on him and brings his front paws up. And sometimes he'll bark at me.
Sometimes he'll do a... Sometimes he'll do a...
He hasn't done that at me a whole lot since I've been down here.
I think he's trying to get used to Denise being here again.
Well, they came home on April the 5th, and we came down here on the 11th, so I've been here almost a month.
I think he'll do it now. Oh.
I can't believe there he's been here almost a month. See, now, if Titan starts talking, Max won't talk.
All right, Titan.
Because he'll let Titan do all the talking for him.
Back up. Okay. I think he's going to do it now. Wait.
Sit.
You wait, Titan.
T-I-T-A-N knows he's going to get something.
You wait. You wait. Titan.
Don't put my boy in a chokehold, you bitch.
You wait. Then Max gets happy dog.
He don't really have me in a chokehold. He just kind of has his arm around his back. But come I on. Wait for Max to talk to me.
And Max do his thing.
He might want to pick up a French fry. Dip it in my ketchup. Whoops.
It's over there.
You're messing it up by not giving Max one, Daddy. Look, poor Max won't look in. Come here, Max.
Say it!
I threw one over there for him. He got it.
Say it! Give me three, Titan. You gave me two earlier. Give me three. What? No, that's two. Give me three. Okay. He's all yours.
God damn it, my beer's gone.
Go get another one. Nice. Let's let the listeners hear you get slurred.
Well, I got a dog dish under the bed in case I need to puke, but I don't know if it'll hold all this. I always keep something under the bed just in case. You never know when the diabetic digestion is going to say. I ain't keeping it. You have it back. Alright, let me get another one. You still have a drink, don't you? You have to go to work. You don't have enough
for I'll get up, don't worry.
What, do you want another one?
Hang on a minute.
Oh, shit.
What?
I put the ranch dressing and the ketchup away and I didn't get another beer.
Oh, same with you.
Here we go, here's my beer. I don't slur my words.
I think the listeners will love that.
I don't slur my words. I grew up in Catholic schools. We're taught not to slur. You want another one? You're going to feel like shit tomorrow, but he won't deny it.
Yeah, I want another one.
You're a fucking alcoholic.
Thank you. Let's take the DS20 over.
Oh, the DS20 can wait. Make a drink already.
Okay.
This won't take long. Oh, shit.
What'd you do?
I don't know how much I poured.
That's okay.
I'm with this Cardi Rumbi and clear.
How much was left?
Oh, there's still a good bit of
it. Oh, good, okay. I can tell you, man, I'm liking this. Yeah, I thought you did.
That's the important thing. But I have room for more. This fridge is bigger. Well, I did throw a few magnets away.
Oh, you did? What did you throw away?
Some of the old worn out stuff that was related to Georgia.
Oh, okay.
I am being a good housewife. I'm filling up the ice tray.
Oh, good job. Good job.
Suck my ass.
Oh, I will, but we won't podcast that.
Ew.
I'll let your anus clean.
Ew.
I'll tell you if she's got fuzz on the next one. What?
Hepatitis medication.
They got medication for everything else, so.
Ew.
What? What do you want from me, Titan?
He's worried because I'm getting the ice out of the ice.
Nice. Yeah, I had reservations about making this a podcast, but I think we will.
You need to put a disclaimer there for those who don't appreciate the sort of...
All you have to do is read the page.
Eating and getting drunk just for the pure fuck of it on the eve of a work night. But, oh, work night? Shall I retire? I don't have to work anymore. Mama! Oops, somebody put their fry back up here. Oh, it's Titan. Titan, this is Titan's. There you go. He bounced it off his nose.
Well, it's kind of making up for Cinco de Mayo, which we did not get to go to yesterday.
No, we kind of got stood up, but we ain't going to go. We ain't going to talk bad on the podcast.
Oh, no.
We just say that things didn't work out. Like
no, exactly. The money wasn't here this year, you know.
My best Cinco de Mayo ever was the night I finished it off with a Jell-O shooter. And wondering if I was going to be able to walk when it's time to get up to go to work.
All right, for those of you that are curious.
Oh my God, you're not.
About to take your blood sugar.
Shit. They ought to be low because your liver's going to see that there's alcohol in your body and it's not going to release any glucose. But in the morning...
We'll see what it has.
There's going to be a fucking liver party going on.
Yeah, I'll bet so.
Boom. Here, I'll stick a finger that I don't usually stick so I'll bleed easy.
We got a good buzz going. I like it.
I've been a diabetic for homicide 20. 10 years running.
Thank you for using Prodigy. The room temperature is 75 degrees Fahrenheit.
204 for me. That's not bad considering all I've put in my belly. Blood into the strip. I'll be taking insulin tonight.
Okay, here we go.
Get enough in there. Don't embarrass yourself.
The blood glucose is 113 milligrams per deciliter.
Holy shit, I'm good.
For now.
Nice. Good one. Nice.
We're horrible on Ventrilo at night. Our group of people in there, we fart and belch like children. The bodily function syndrome never ends. You can't never be too old to be enjoying farts and bounces.
No. And sometimes we gross out a good buddy of ours down Cocoa.
Poor Don. We love him.
Yeah, we do.
Sometimes we gross him out.
It's crazy.
He always comes back for more, though, because he loves us. And tomorrow's his birthday.
That's right. May 7th is his birthday, so we're celebrating for you too, Dan.
And Liam's birthday was Friday, and our innocent child no more.
Nope, no more. That's right.
22. See, y'all make me and Don feel old because, you know, we're the mommy and daddy of the old group here.
We do.
Now, Marvin's right up there with me.
Marvin is, yeah, he's around your age.
And
I think it's like
and Mike is near me, too. It might near me, too.
Mike is near you, too.
Mike and Marvin and me, and Don's the pappy.
I'm kind of in the middle because there's myself and Riley. We're both around the same age.
Yep, and then you got, now Don Coco and Jeff Bennett are up there together.
Mm-hmm.
Because old Jeffy boy done turned 54.
And
well, he's
Christian,
a little behind Don because Don turns 55 tomorrow. Kristen's 10 years younger than... Ooh, horse dog. Kristen's...
Oh, you looked at him.
Kristen's 10 years... Ooh, younger than me. Actually, at the Columbia County Fair one year, some lady asked me if I was Kristen's mom. Max is talking to me. And Titan just said, Mama.
Oh, he just did...
All right, this is
good.
Titans. Max took Titans. Max, this is Titans.
You're set.
Max bullies Titan like a football player. He just rushes him like, he just pushes across him.
Hi,
and Titan. Beats
come on
Titan's
come on
tree.
Come on,
Titan. Titan got his tree. He's there.
Did?
Yeah,
okay.
He got it.
All right.
He got his tree, Daddy.
Go and give him another one. I got Max.
You're Titan.
There you go, boy. There you go.
Oh,
you
got another tree. Let's see. So,
Go. That was a bit weak.
Hey, it's good for me. I'm not the farter. Man, I am. You and Marvin and Mike are the farters. I don't go for the fart championship. I go for the belt championship.
Oh, here we go.
Max is Titan. That's Titan. Say it, Mama. Hush, so your brother will talk.
We'll have to wait for Max to do it again. And then when we hear him talk about this, stay quiet real quick. Let's get quiet.
There he goes.
Oh, Titan!
There's Titan.
He'll start up again.
I have to look away from him so he thinks I'm not watching him.
That's the way I get him going, too. Sit. Stay.
They're both sitting because Will said sit, Max sat too. Max is a very obedient boy.
Alright. You guys are going to get your reward here.
Titan. Good boy. I have to cover Max's snout or he'll go after Titan's tree.
Yeah, just a blindfold.
It's like a master's golf. Mama? Oh, that's Daddy. Mama. Okay, Max, it's yours. Good boy.
Good boy, Max. You got it right on cue there, boy.
Let's see. We have in the age mix of our folks.
Our ventrilo crew.
We have Liam at the bottom, kind of. Is he younger?
Yeah, he's younger.
And then Chris and Jess in the middle. In 20s, mid-20s, tight. Here's Max.
Max.
I'm not sure where Simone fits in. He comes in sometimes.
Simone is about in the mid-20s, I think.
Is he? Really? 20s.
Yeah.
Simone has a little accent, right?
Yeah.
Connecticut or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's got like a Mexican heritage.
Mama? Hey, that's your brother. It's your
cousin.
Max just rushed him like a football player again.
Good boy, Max. Good boy. What do you say?
Then Julie Coco and I are close to each. We're only about 6 months apart. Her birthday will be next month.
Okay, Max is closest to me. I think he's going to be like
Is it her birthday in June and their anniversary is in July? Isn't that right?
Yeah. Because Don's is tomorrow. Julie's is June 4th,
June
I think.
June the 2nd. I thought it was the 2nd.
Yeah, that's right.
Because Mississippi Boy was the 4th. And then their anniversary's in July. And Julie and I are about 5 months apart because I'm in November. But then Sarah's right up there with me. Mike's there. She's right up there with me. October. Mama?
Okay. But I think Kristen is around my age. Well, she's like a year older than
Kristen is born in 90. I was born in 60. She's born in 70. I think that's right. Because she'll be 37 in October, and I'll be 37 in November.
That's right.
Because the woman at the Columbia County Fair asked if I was Kristen's mom.
That's funny.
What? Oh, excuse me. That is not cold.
Is that Tyson?
He's saying mama. He's saying mama.
Hi, Titan. You hush. We need to get Max going. I want Max to bark. He's not bark, though. He sound like a...
Which is more than he usually does.
We need to give him a... We need to give him do a... What do you say?
That was Titan. That was Titan again.
He said mama.
Oh, yeah. He's saying mama. Oh! That's daddy.
There he goes. Now I think Titan will stay calm. I got my hand on his back.
Oh, you're a liar. He ain't gonna stay calm. Are you kidding? You, Corey and Missy are both 20. They're born in 79. They'll be 28 this year.
Sure will. Yep.
Damn. So a far cry from drinking all that fire water Corey did all those years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Puking on the dining room floor in their Blaine Drive apartment.
Blaine Avenue,
that's right, apartment. Will done had all them beers, and then having two rum and coke. See, I need to taste that one. Let me see. How strong did I make that one?
Hey, go and try it. It's weak, man.
You lying fuck. It ain't weak.
Bullshit. It's weak.
I tasted rum in it. You're drunk.
It's just like Coca-Cola.
You lying fucker. You ain't getting more, and it's not. My whole bottom of the glass was lying with rum.
It is goddamn weak.
I'm telling you, fucking lying.
I tell ya.
You're
lying
shit.
We're going to go up for Ventriloquin in a few minutes here.
Yeah, he'll run this through and put it up as a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll do that.
We're probably getting boring now that we've already had our fill and drinking and eating and belching. And
probably have. But we were trying to get Max to talk because the object of the last part here. He's not going to do it, though.
I gave time one first. There's Max's. He might.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, he was doing his usual like he does horse dog. He didn't do horse dog for a very long time.
No, not for Denise. He sure didn't.
He missed his mama.
He did it for the lady who runs the place as far as getting you in here and paying your rent and stuff like that.
He did it for Diane? He did horse dog for Diane? Wow.
Sure did. You were there.
Oh, they love Diane. She's a leasing agent here. She keeps dog treats and pig ears in the office. They're very pet-friendly place. Of course, we don't have to pay a deposit, but there are lots of dogs that live in the complex. In Florida, a lot of the apartment complexes are dog-friendly. Uh-oh.
Quite a few are not.
Oh.
That's weak.
Hey, that's
good.
That's good for me. I'm not the fart champ. Come on now.
That's true. That's weak, though.
If I shoot myself and I had to clean it up, I'd puke, and they'd be getting recordings of me puking.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Ew.
God.
No.
Let it rip. Here, let it rip.
Ew, Corey's heard me before. I'm finishing off the french fries we have with our wings from Goodfellas.
Yeah, I have a few.
What's up, fellas? I recognize the fellow that delivered, too. We've seen
him. Yeah, he had us last time, I think.
You know, Mary had us last time.
Who?
Mary.
Oh.
In the restaurant, Mary, the new lady, remember?
No, I mean delivering.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
The guy had us last
time. He was really nice. Sorry, guys, no more. I ate him. I fucking ate him.
That's it, boys.
I'm chewing on purpose. Num. It really pissed my daddy off. Num, num, num.
Now, what pissed your mom off at the table?
Oh, at the table, not a whole lot. I don't remember pissing her off.
Papa, I figured at the table would be the really
hard. No, Mama
hard
wasn't
for...
funny at the table. It was Papa. Uh-huh. No. Mama was pretty lax at the table. She's pretty laid back. At the table with Mama and whoever else, you drank coffee and you sat around and you talked and you cut up and you burped and whatever and whatever. Papa, you didn't chew with your mouth open. Ooh, you ate. Mm. You had your manners. Children were not heard and not seen. It was seen and not heard.
You're right. That's Titan running off the wooby.
Yeah, the fries and all the food's all gone, so they're done with us now. Hey, get out of there. Kick your ass, Zippy. I mean, Max.
Max!
They're only beer bottles, Max. Listen.
There's also my dinner in there.
It is not. Oh, the you put your dinner in there?
Yeah, the remainders of my bone, yeah.
Oh, you fucking swine.
There's no room in our can.
Here. Let me put mine in there, too, with the fries.
Go ahead. Nice!
We look like we've been fucking pigs. Teresa, you would like this place? You're going to have to get your fucking ass down here so that you can come and drink beer and eat wings with us.
And fucking raise hell. God damn it.
Because you won't be at home. You ain't going to have to worry about anybody knowing your shit.
That's right. And by the time you get down here, we'll have the cereal hooked up.
And I'm done with the last beer.
Last beer? Shit. You had an 18-pack in there.
I'm done with the last one that I just finished drinking.
Oh, okay. Can you feel this?
Yes, I can feel it.
I'm rubbing your leg.
Mm-hmm. How about this? Yeah, I can feel it.
Okay.
I just take an extra Brandon.
Just making sure you can feel that. It's not feeling numb?
Oh, no. Huh? I'm okay. Fine. I'll be fine tomorrow. I ain't got to get up and go to work. I can go back to sleep on the couch when he leaves.
Oh, I know he can. And you probably fucking will. Nice.
I damn sure will. I'll park the dog and I'll put my eye drops in and I'll swallow a pill or two and eat a little breakfast and my fucking ass take a nap. I'm retired now.
Go to my Dixie and give me some fucking jalapeno peppers.
Want
a burger tomorrow night.
Fuck you.
The fucking out the door.
I might get some exercise because I need to weigh in soon.
Yeah, you want to do that this week, right?
Maybe.
Oh, hi. There's a doggy here.
All right. I finished off the rest of my diet D by eating an extra Brandon.
It's my dog. Okay.
My dog is laying there eating, chewing on a wooby.
That's the squeaking you did.
We have finished our dinner. We're going to bore the fuck out of you people with this podcast.
Yes, if you download this and listen to this thing through the whole way, you know, all...
You got too much time on your hands and you're damn bored.
Yeah, what the fuck is it? It's 10:36 now.
Damn.
Yeah, you got damn well too much time on your hands here.
Well, Chris, we hope you're feeling much better and they better send you home doing right and everything because, you know, I'd hate to have to come up there and kick somebody's ass on your behalf, you know.
That's right. We want you to come down this summer, man.
You know, because I take good care of you and Jess, too.
We sure will. Take care of you guys.
All right. We should finish now and throw this shit in the dumpster.
I think so.
Love y'all.
Love
Isn't that what you say when you had enough beer? Love y'all. Bye.
You guys take care.